Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about the future financial size of cryptocurrencies and we'll talk about blockchain co-working spaces. So let's jump right into this market today. Actually, the numbers look really nice, really good. Beautiful day here in Zurich, Switzerland, and beautiful day in the markets as well. We're seeing single digit, double digit in the green, and most double digit coins that you're seeing, such as EOS, Stellar, and I think Icon or OmiseGo should be there as well, are actually announcing some either airdrops or some mainnet launches soon. So that's why basically those numbers are looking really nice. Especially I think EOS has a mainnet launch coming up pretty soon. So that's why the price is increasing so much. But let's jump into this first news story. Pantera Capital is actually kind of a cryptocurrency hedge fund. And they are around 1 billion under investment that they have. And Dan Moorhead, the chief executive officer, the CEO of Pantera Capital Management, is saying that Bitcoin is screaming buy right now. And he bets kind of on Icon as well. Obviously, Pantera Capital is kind of interested in telling you that Bitcoin is a clear buy and that Icon is a clear buy because they're holding certain amounts. However, he's actually saying that the crypto market as a whole could grow up to $40 trillion in value. He's saying definitely $4 trillion, but in the future, even $40 trillion is very possible. Now, what should you make out of such a statement? Now, in Pantera Capital's case, like I've said, they have a certain interest to sell you on the idea that the market will grow in that kind of size. However, I also believe that something between 4 and 40 trillion in total market size is actually quite possible, considering that a very low percentage of the world population, or of the, let's say, people who are also invested into stocks and bonds and other asset classes, are actually buying and having and holding cryptocurrency, it's very well possible that people will buy more cryptocurrencies with time. And obviously, this is another statement by the end of the year or something like this. This is his statement is coming for the next 10 to 15 years. So 40 trillion isn't that crazy. I made a couple of months ago, I made the comparison of actually the kind of fund market, like the traditional fund market that was in the 80s and end of 80s, was also around $400 billion and is currently, I think, $16 trillion. So in those, I want to say close to 20, 25 years, the fund market has actually grown quite significantly. And it's very possible that the crypto market will follow a similar pattern, maybe even bigger, maybe even a bit smaller, maybe more volatile in terms of growth. But I think it's a very positive sign that people who are managing a lot of money actually are making statements like these. Obviously, you can take however you want that they are betting on Icon. I think you should make your research on Icon before you invest into something like this. But if one of your investment theses is actually platforms, then Icon is actually a good bet. So this could be one of your bets as well. And next up, I kind of want to talk about a different topic. So we always talk about how you can do your own research, how you can read our research reports, be it the quick analysis that we're sharing in the Telegram, in the free Telegram group with you guys, or whether it's the in-depth fundamental analysis that we're sharing on our website, bluealpineresearch.com. There are multiple ways how you can make certain investment decisions. Now, fundamental analysis is one thing. There is also technical analysis or chart analysis that you could also use, that a lot of people on YouTube or on Twitter are actually using. This is certainly also one way. We are kind of more, or I have the expertise more in fundamental analysis and thorough analysis, because I believe right now information is kind of hidden from a lot of people, and people are investing without actually knowing a lot about the coins. Now, there's actually another way. One way would be to get kind of familiar with the scene wherever you are. So let's say you're in the US, let's say you're in New York. By networking with people in the blockchain space, in the crypto space, you can actually kind of get a head start there as well. So I believe a combination of fundamental analysis and networking and meeting people and actually providing value to people, however this might be, maybe the value is just spreading the message on Twitter or telling your friends about the new cryptocurrency. These kinds of networking events, these kinds of co-working spaces where these networking events happen, are actually quite an interesting edge that you could gain in order to make good investments as well. Now, I have selected here a couple. I am starting here with this one. This is called Fullnode.Berlin. It's actually a blockchain co-working space in Berlin. They also have events here. So if you're in Berlin and want to check out their events, you should check this out. By the way, I'm not sponsored by any of those. I've done some research on the co-working spaces, and there are probably plenty of others as well, but these are kind of both close to home and like in major cities that I just thought of. So these are a couple of one. Then there's Bureau HQ in New York. Again, blockchain focused co-working space. They are crypto blockchain startups, fintech as well. So this is obviously also an interesting one. If you're in New York, they also have events, and then you can definitely, if you're an entrepreneur or an individual investor, you can actually work from there as well. Then there is Neutrino. It's a blockchain co-working space in Tokyo. And they have, by the way, all of these have similar prices when it comes to renting a desk. But obviously, renting a desk is only if you're actually working on a project or in a startup, etc. I'm talking more about the events and joining the events. So most of them, if not all of them, have actually events here. Here we can actually see there is also hosted by Omise Go. That's really interesting. So there are also sponsored events at Neutrino. Then there is obviously close to home, Crypto Valley in Zug has Crypto Valley Labs. And this is also a co-working space. They are also doing some events. What is interesting here is in the Crypto Valley, a lot of crypto startups are actually kind of focused. So it's very likely that you will meet quite a lot of interesting kind of people here. As you can see, the Cardano Foundation, Melonport out of Zug. Then Bitmain, the ASIC miner company, is also here in Zug. Generally, the Ethereum Foundation or companies also there. So there's a lot of things happening in Zug in Switzerland. And today, actually, in Zurich, where I live, a new co-working space opened up. It's called Trust Square. Again, this is mainly kind of a co-working space, and they will host a lot of events as well. So this is quite interesting as well. So if you're in any of those cities, what I recommend you is basically search co-working space and the next big city close to you, and then try to look for events. You can also check out meetup.com to actually see the events about blockchain, about cryptocurrencies, and kind of get to know people, meet people, and really get to know the industry from inside out. Because, I mean, on one side, you might be able to really build interesting relationships with different people. On the other side, you also might be able to provide some value to some companies in exchange for tokens or something else. So all of these things could happen. And I think you should be open also from an investor perspective, that just doing analysis or just reading our reports is of course enough, and you can probably do your investments from your home, from your living room, and not worry about it at all. But if you're really excited about the industry as a whole, I think this is a great way to actually get to know the industry and learn about the industry and the members of the industry by joining or going to events at these co-working places. And yeah, with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join our Telegram channel. I'm sometimes sharing very detailed stuff on the Telegram channel that I'm not sharing via video or podcast. So make sure to jump into the Telegram channel. It's free, and I'll see you there. I'll see you tomorrow as well. Take care.